The showdown is coming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 10 days after the surprise Baghdad visit of Vice President Cheney, things are happening in Iraq. The government decided to go ahead with local elections, and the prime minister launched an assault on the private armies in Basra. The militias have until Friday to give up, and it doesn't look like they will. In fact, in Baghdad, mortars are again peppering the green zone, and local strongman Muqtada al-Sadr has brought the fight to Lara Logan's backyard.
All around the CBS bureau here in the center of town, we've heard gunfire this morning. There are reports of fighting in Mansour district, reports of fighting in the east.
So the showdown is on, and the politician with the most at stake is John McCain, who's been defined by this exchange from way back in January.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years.
Maybe 100.
We've been in
South Korea. We've been in Japan for 60 years. That'd be fine with me as long as Americans are not being injured or harmed or wounded or killed.
McCain's people have tried to argue that this comment has been taken out of context, but he was pretty clear.
So what I hear is an open-ended commitment. That's my last word.
I have an open-ended commitment in Asia. I have an open-ended commitment in South Korea. I have an open-ended commitment in Bosnia.
Yes, he was crystal clear. And we would all like to see an Iraqi army victory in this current fight, because by President Bush's terms, that would mean we could leave. But no one wants it more than John McCain. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.